So, we're going to listen to something from their CD called In All Directions. It's called Let Me Drive, and you can check them out at Bob's Boathouse Saturday night.
She's never late, help of the town, and I hope someday she might take a chance and let me drive. A sweeter call than me. With shiny wheels and leather seats and an engine that can't be beat. Now when she leaves this car alone with me, the top is down, I feel alive. A sweeter call than me. A sweeter car. My girlfriend has a sweeter car than me. She likes to brag to everyone she needs. She thinks driving is better than ecstasy. My girlfriend has a sweeter car than me.
Okay, again, that was Hiding in Thailand, who are going to be playing Saturday night at a place called Bob's Boathouse Patio. And I'm not exactly sure where that is, but if you go to Hiding in Thailand's MySpace site, I'm sure you can get all the information. Or just type into your Google search, Bob's Boathouse. I bet there's a website for that as well. Again, that's Saturday night. The Wall Clocks playing the Michigan State Fair, kicking it off next Wednesday. We're going to listen to something recorded live on the Motor Live Drive. Band's just a few minutes away from getting their sound check finished up. This is Complete Disarray. The Wall Clocks, recorded live on Motor.
You don't like your mirror. It's all right. Complain is all right. Complain is all
right, that was the Wall Clocks doing Complete Disarray, recorded live on the Motor Live Drive over a year ago now. Talking to someone the other day, heard they've got some new music together and got some gigs coming up this fall, so hopefully we'll get them back into Motor at some point, maybe in the holiday times. Always a good band. Nice to see they've got some gigs coming up. And State Fair, that's a pretty cool one. They're still working on the sound check out there. So we're going to move on to Howard Glazer, who does a regular open mic at the Butcher's Inn on Wednesday nights. I believe there's a no cover for that, and you can go on down and enjoy the entertainment in Eastern Market at Butcher's Inn Wednesday nights. If you're an artist or musician, you can bring your equipment with you. And here we are with Howard Glazer. I don't know if we're going to get much to play much of it, but we'll get started with Got to Get It On.
Is gone. So's my baby too. My luck is gone. So's my baby too. I gotta get good. Wondering what to do. They turned off all my heat. My car won't start. They turned off all my heat. I gotta get going. I can't be living on the street. I gotta get going. Can't be living on the street. I'm standing on the corner. That bus don't ever come. I'm standing on the empty track corner. That bus don't ever come. I gotta get good. I gotta do what needs to be done. Maybe my luck will change. Someday may get lucky. Maybe my luck will change.
All right, I think our luck has got changed. I think we're getting lucky, and looks like there's a thumbs up with Sons of the Gun, who are in the studio live. So we're going to pod Howard Glazer down, and remember, you can catch him at Butcher's Inn on Wednesdays at the open mic. I'm going to turn the mic over to Mr. White and Sons of the Gun here on the Motor Live Drive.
That's right. We have the Sons of the Gun right here live in the Motor Live Drive studios. Are you guys there?
We're here.
Okay, you're there. Tell you what, why don't you give us a song to start with? What are you going to do?
We'll start out with So Fast.
So you say you're afraid of the dark. Sometimes I feel the same way myself. I get all worked up on the unknown to find myself as more or less alone. I can only imagine what you find. Rip me open, take a peek inside. Taking all the few leaks in life is true. Unfortunately, none of them come unglued. And I say, where you gone so fast, my love? Where you gone so fast, my love? Where you gone so fast, my love? Where you gone so fast, fast, my love? So you say you're ashamed of yourself. That was such a long, long time ago. From such a long way from those days. Riding shotgun with Satan, that's the breaks. You know not your battles, just your scars.
We have the Sons of the Gun here in the studio. Would one of you guys like to introduce the band?
I'd be happy to, Mr. White. This is Colonel Carinci on the drums. Staff Sergeant O'Hare on the bass, Patrick O'Harris, and myself, Private Lil P. Mackowitz, Gregory Mackowitz, on the vocals and guitar. All have served for the for our country in one way or another.
The rock and roll forces.
Yeah, that's right.
All right. Well, you got to have that rock and roll force. What's rock without some force?
That's right.
That's right. In fact, you got a big show coming up tomorrow, don't you?
Yeah, benefit for the Cade, and I believe we have a representative.
Yes, we do. Got it right here?
Yes.
In fact.
The Cade being the Contemporary Arts Institute of Detroit.
And what is, the name is the Summer Smash, isn't it?
That's right, Summer Smash. I believe it's a three-day festival beginning tonight, correct?
I'm part of this conversation now. Awesome. Yeah, it does. It starts tonight, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at the Contemporary Arts Institute of Detroit. And, Sons of a Gun are playing tomorrow, so we're really excited to have them on board.
So this is a big festival. It's going for 3 days.
It is, yeah.
And I hear it's for a very good cause.
Well, every year, Summer Smash has been in existence. We've done various assorted fundraisers for different organizations, and we decided this year to just try a different avenue, and since it's now a fundraiser for the Contemporary Arts Institute of Detroit, we thought it might be an interesting way to do things, to raise money instead of just for the operating budget for the organization, to actually put the money aside in a grant fund. And what we're looking to do is put the money aside in a grant fund that will be specifically for Detroit-era musicians. Because in my experience, there's not a lot of grant funding out there for musicians outside of the realm of the fine arts world. And looking at what people are doing here in Detroit and looking at some of the bands that I've either been involved in or known, it's sometimes very difficult to find that startup money, whether it's because you want to go on tour and you need some money to, for instance, make merchandise, which a lot of the times when you are touring, that's how you make money. I mean, you're really looking to sell T-shirts, sell CDs, sell... any kind of cool little tchotchkes that you can make up. And sometimes just having that money to start that up is really difficult. And same thing with finding recording time. You might want to go into the studio and not have the money to do it. If you're a visual artist, there's a lot of different funds you can apply to try to get funding for things like that. But not so much in like the Detroit music scene or the rock scene in general. So
if people come out, they'll be able to help the musicians for real, not just right now, but for an ongoing cause.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, why don't we keep this music ongoing? And hey, guys, what are you thinking of doing next?
Oh, well, we got a little ditty here about some all the BSers in your life. This is radio.
Not your life, but
That's right.
Oh, well. We are a family-friendly radio here. So.
Yes. This one here is called "Better Than You Think." As in, we know you better than you think. And feel free to sing along. You guys got the lyrics right down there in front of you?
Of course.
No, I was talking to the band. I meant the band. No, I'm just kidding. All right.
Gone, but we know them better than they. They said they gone, but we know them better than they. if I know them better than they. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
All right.
All right, we got Sons of the Gun in the studio. That's a rather unusual name. How long you guys been together, and how'd you get your name?
Four years.
Yeah.
Wow.
How'd
we get the name? I don't know. Yeah. You know, my...
It's got nothing to do with guns.
Something with Greg's grandma.
Yeah, I guess we're probably the last guys on earth that'll probably have the gun into the closet or the pillow. But you'd be surprised how many metal bands and how many people love to make contact with us on the internet as soon as they hear that name. And they're
they want us to join.
They're all good friends of ours now. But no, my the story behind it is my grandmother used to call, you know, be like, "You little pistol, you little son of a gun," and I was kind of figuring, yeah, that's kind of what we're like. We're little pistols. We're devious little. Gentlemen, so kind of stuck with us. Pat wasn't crazy about it at first. He thought spaghetti western, and actually we've almost come full circle. We're doing a spaghetti western coming up in December, but we'll get into more about that later.
Okay, well,
a spaghetti dinner. No, it was a spaghetti dinner.
Oh yeah, that,
that's
right.
What it is.
You're all invited to my house.
Yeah.
Probably.
What do you guys want? Music now? Another tune? Or
yeah,
we
got
to
have
more
music.
All right, this one's on a release that we really don't have available for the average folk. It was sent out to college radio a couple weeks back.
Except for here.
So far, it's not available to other people. I think you can hear it on MySpace, though.
And this is my son's favorite. Every time we go out of the house, it's like, you got to put, what's that song called? Follow Me Down. You got to play Follow Me Down. Oddly enough, it being his favorite, sort of like a little bit of advice to him to... don't follow me down the same path that I have, son. So pay attention to the lyrics and be good boys and little girls. Here we go. This one's called Follow Me Down. You. Just where
those were nice lyrics.
That was for Julian. Hey,
okay, we have a lady here from the Contemporary Arts Institute, Lara.
Laura.
Mm-hmm. We have a Lara here.
Enthusiasm.
Really appreciate her coming out, too.
And we appreciate you guys playing.
I think we contacted you yesterday.
Oh, I have no problem with it. I'm really excited.
Awesome. Mm-hmm.
So some of the bands, I know that the Beggars are going to be there,
yep.
And Hotness,
mm-hmm. Our buddies.
And Sons of the Gun on Friday night. I didn't realize it started tonight.
It does, yep.
Wow.
It actually starts tonight, and tonight we have Bird Gang, 4-Hour Friends, and Friendly Foes. It's going to be really fun. It's going to be a
really
good night.
Good bands,
yeah, absolutely. I'm really excited with the folks that have turned out and that have, you know, decided to come and support Summer Smash this year. This is the... I guess this will be the 9th year. It took a year off last year, but this will be the 9th year that Summer Smash happens. So,
what time does it start tonight?
I think tonight it starts at 9.
Okay.
Yeah. Good, tonight good. 9, tomorrow 9. Yeah. And then Saturday is kind of an all-day thing. Starts somewhere around like 2 or something crazy in the
is
afternoon.
Is there some sort of barbecue going on, too? I thought I heard something about that.
On Saturday. Mm-hmm. On Saturday there will be barbecue and some folks playing outside in the backyard stage. They built a new stage recently at the Contemporary Arts Institute of Detroit. It's really nice. It's really fun. It's going to be a lot of really great bands, and it'll be an exhausting but fun weekend.
Okay, this venue is in the Cass Corridor area, down actually in the Woodbridge area.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
You know, near 94 and Warren Avenue.
Yep.
Kind of on Rosa Parks.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I don't know
what's the MySpace address for the Cade though.
Well, the best website address for anyone looking for more info is actually going to be the MySpace page for Summer Smash, which is just myspace.com/summersmash, and that'll have all the info you need about, who's playing when, and all that fun stuff. And you'll get to listen to all the bands. You can check out their music, see if there's anybody on, you know, you haven't heard about before that you're interested in hearing. So.
Whenever I go to something like that, I'm always amazed by some of the bands I hadn't heard of yet
mm-hmm.
that just blow you away.
Right.
And all the other talent that's going to be there. What a great purpose, too, to raise money to help support art in Detroit, particularly the music art in Detroit.
I don't know if other towns are like this where they have a zillion bands. There's an awful lot of bands in Detroit. A lot of the audience members seem to be in bands, you know.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And a lot of bands are good, actually, which is rare.
Yeah, exactly. So the competition's high. It keeps the bar high. Everybody
right.
strives.
That's very
more.
True.
Very nice. Very nice.
And you actually have a schedule for those bands coming in, don't you?
I do. Mm-hmm. Well,
who's playing tomorrow?
Tomorrow we have Sons of the Gun, obviously.
What time?
You guys are kicking off the night, aren't you?
Yeah,
that's
9.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
9 o'clock, followed by Hotness.
Yes.
And then the Beggars, and closing out the night on Friday with Obelisk. Sure. I hope I'm pronouncing their name right. I'm fairly sure it's pronounced Obelisk, but yeah.
And Saturday, what do you got?
Saturday is our big long day. We have, kind of like a barbecue theme going on, and we'll be starting out with Whistling School for Boys from Athens, which is a one-woman kind of one-woman band / like visual artist. It should be really cool and really fun. If you listen to her stuff on MySpace, it's really interesting, really fun to hear.
What time does it start on Saturday?
I want to say it's 2:00 that starts on Saturday, and I'm going to feel like a complete jerk if I'm wrong. But you can check the MySpace page, and it'll tell you for sure. But I'm pretty sure we start at 2:00 on Saturday. Next band up on Saturday is Otis, and again, hoping I'm pronouncing their name right, Ohtis. But they're coming in from Ohio because they're on tour with Prussia, another really great Detroit band that's playing on Saturday. Ellen the Fonts is on Saturday, Always 17, Electric Fire Babies, Goudron, Dead Bodies, who are one of my favorite bands in Detroit right now.
Yes.
The High Strung, and closing out the night on Saturday, band-wise, is Silver Ghost, who's a two-piece, just really awesome electro, kind of reminds me of like early punky B-52s, just really fun, really upbeat, and then we'll have a couple DJs closing out the night on Saturday. So, yeah, I'm going to sleep really well on Sunday is what I've decided.
Yeah, no kidding.
We actually recorded a song with the Dead Bodies one time. There's a couple members in their band that are really good with recording and sound. And
yeah, they're good buddies of ours.
Very talented people.
Yeah, Detroit is just filled with so much talent and just has a really great scene. So it's a really fun city to be in if you're into music. I mean, even if you only listen to local music, you would never be able to exhaust yourself with possibilities. It's just really kind of awesome.
That's true.
We don't. We have local bands every week, and we're all it's always amazing what they sound like.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
But why don't we get those sounds moving and just get some more music here?
Do another one.
What do we have next?
Well, you guys want to skip ahead one, and we can come back, and we'll see. We're just talking about the Dead Bodies. This is a song that we originally recorded, demoed with John, who's a, like I said, a good buddy of ours, a great writer, and we went in there and had a lot of fun with those guys, spent the night and did some recording. So this one's called Worked Up.
And by the way, we have some CDs we're going to try and give away. I don't know how you how you do that, but
well, in fact, if people will call in right here at 845-9676 or toll free at 800-585-4322 extension 9676, hit option 1 to get right into the studio, and they've got a couple of CDs. In fact, you've got a brand, you've got a CD here called, well, appropriately, Sons of the Gun.
Yeah, they're self-titled. And I think there's one copy of the one that has not been released to the general public, to, you know, safety reasons.
And if you call in, you get a free CD and a day of Pat for free, too. He'll work for you on your house on Saturday, whatever you want.
Yeah, I don't do very good work, but I will do it.
He'll be there.
Yeah.
Okay, what other shows do you have coming up besides the CAD tomorrow?
We just got something at the Metro Music Expo, which is something that's going on in, what is it, Novi?
Yeah, it's the Rock Financial Showcase in Novi. Yes.
I don't know who else is playing there. I'm not, you know, it's the information's still coming, but we're playing on a Saturday at 3 p.m., which sounds like a weird time, but it's really probably not because it's a festival kind of a, well, it's not a festival, it's an expo.
It's more of an entertainment expo.
Yeah, there'll be all kinds of guitar companies, sound companies. Anything that's got connections to rock and roll, I assume, will be there.
Curly Fries will be there.
Curly Fries.
Yeah. Originally, we signed on when David Hall was still with Rock Financial. Now we found out he's left, and we were a little disappointed we were going to pull out of the deal. But
oh. Yeah, we're changing our house mortgages. There.
Was he from Hall & Oates?
No.
It was Daryl Hall.
Oh,
yeah. I different guy.
Well, yeah. So we should, yeah, we're excited about that. It should be something different for us. Something we've kind of been pacing ourselves as far as the shows go because, you know, we've been doing some recording and we got to just kind of...
Hey, Laura, I wanted to talk to you before this, but we'll do it on the air.
Awesome.
I wanted to give away a few entrances to the show. It's a three-day ticket, isn't it?
Right.
If you buy it once, you get in all 3 days.
Right.
Yeah, I was going to just like... cover that.
The Suns will spring.
Yeah, we're gonna spring.
No, that would
like
be great.
Four tickets, and they can do the phone in on that, and we'll just give you the names of the winners, and then they can come down maybe.
Sweet, yeah, that'd be great. That? We can add them to the list, and yeah, they would just have to let us know. They'd be at will call.
Yeah, all right. So we'll do that. So four of those as well. The number earlier.
In fact, that's 845-9676 or toll free at 800-585-4322, extension 9676. Hit option one to get into the studios. Now, where have you guys been recording lately?
We've been out at the Loft in Saline with Mr. Andy Padlin, who's been just been super with us. I mean, it's been a really good experience. Good room. It's out like it's out like on a farm. I don't know how many 90 acres, 100 acres, or something like that out
50
there.
50 horses. That's
I mean,
all.
They've got a race
30
track,
horses. I don't know.
And you know, they've got the section for the old timers, the horses that have seen their better days, and it's been good. He's actually helping us a little bit with arrangements, playing on some of it. He's excited about it, so that's what excites us. We want to go back there. We've had experiences before.
He's a member of Sponge and probably four or five other bands.
Throttle
Sponge
Body,
Solid Frog.
Yeah.
And his brother is also in several bands, Tim Padlin. Although we haven't caught Tim yet, but Andy's there for sure. Apparently it's where they grew up. It's their parents' farm, and they built the studio from years and years ago, and it's just evolved. And
they just had an anniversary, 20 years or something like that they've been. I think they started out
20,
on like...
Which is amazing because he's only 26 years old. So he started when he was 1 year old.
In the womb.
Yeah. Yeah, he probably had headphones on.
He was born in that barn, actually.
Yeah.
In the hay.
Literally.
Okay. All right. But you going to have some more music for us right now?
Yeah, we can do that.
And people can call in right here, 845-9676, or toll free, 585-4322. Extension 9676. Free t-shirts and tickets to the big show. Oh, not tickets, but a door pass.
Not t-shirts, a CD.
It is a CD.
I'll give you the shirt off my back.
Oh, man. These guys.
You might not like the way it looks.
Sons of a gun.
Yeah. It's a little sweaty right now.
We'll wash it first.
Yeah, we'll wash it.
So what are we going to do?
Yeah, we need to do some music before it spoils.
So what do we got time for? How many more we got time for here?
Well, you got 20 minutes to go. 20 minutes to decide what you're going to do.
Okay, well... this one, then what you guys want to do when you're wrong. When you're wrong, you're wrong. This is also on that little disc that we put together that's out there right now. So enjoy. You want me to start this one off?
When you're wrong, what's the point? to your mama like your own daddy do. Wanna be you? Did he turn out just like you wanted him to? Man, I know you better than I ever known you before. Well, you closer than I ever hold nobody before. We got sparks and they just can't. There's a fire and they just can't connect because you're wet.
We did this deal with a company, a promotion company out of Athens, Georgia. Is Athens, is that the same Athens you were talking about, right, Laura?
It is the same Athens, okay. Yes.
There's more than one. But anyway, we had to send out a bunch of CDs to college radio stations all over the country and Canada, I should say, so North America. And they're tracking stuff. Some stuff is charting in the top 20 at various places. I know in Maine, New Jersey, cities I don't even know. I don't know what schools are there exactly, but... they're tracking this stuff. This is one way that we're trying to get out, you know, get the stuff out. And we were hoping to go to Europe in February, but I'm not sure if that's going to go down or not. It's a matter of finding booking agents and so on.
So now that we're on the topic, if you're a booking agent and you're out there and you're listening.
Yeah. And if you can book Europe.
Yeah.
It's a tough business, though. It really is. I think that a lot of artists who get either published in magazines or get on radio, they don't necessarily get on the way maybe people do here, where you like them and you play them. In a lot of places, you have to literally pay other people to bust the door down for you a little bit. So we're doing that a little bit, and we tried busting it down ourselves, but we're having a little trouble.
The axe wasn't sharp.
That's right.
Well, that's actually kind of the purpose of this year's Summer Smash, is to help artists that are trying to get, you know, their foot in the door. I know the contemporary art has had some issues in the past with a couple of police situations, and it's nice to say that they're remaining open and better than ever. It's a great venue. They've got a double lot, and they have an outdoor garden area. And they're going to have the barbecue on Saturday, but the money is all going to a good cause, and that's to help support the musicians of Detroit. So we're all in favor of that. It is a benefit, so we can mention the price. And the band has offered that they would cough up the price of the tickets for any callers who call in, or for will call tickets. So
actually, that was Pat.
and that's good tonight, tomorrow, or Saturday, or all of the above.
Right, so you can get a 3-day pass for all 3 days, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at the fest for $16. Or if you want, or just can only come to, you know, one or two of the days, it's $5 tonight, $8 for Friday, and $8 for Saturday. So
how much is
it's kind of cool. A good little bargain there.
Gee, I thought they were 10 or something. Yeah. No, that's cool. We'll
give away a couple then, yeah.
Yeah,
okay. And they can call in here at 845-9676 or toll free at 800-585-4322. Extension 9676.
Second prize, set of steak knives.
Oh. Don't do it, Mom.
We haven't found them yet.
Put down the phone, Mother.
Okay.
All right.
You guys want to do another one here? We got.
Oh, you gotta have some more music.
Okay, we'll do that. This one. This one here. Oh, you guys want to do Y O Y?
Sure. Why not?
Sounds good. Get back on track here. Okay.
Recorded that yet?
No,
so.
Yeah. Oh, see,
next time, the loft.
People who've seen us live maybe recognize the lyrics or a little bit what we've sort of deconstructed that song and put it back together.
Might recognize the facial expressions.
Yeah. Not on the radio, is it?
Oh, jeez.
Okay.
Little reminders.
There we go. So we got anything else we need to talk about here to pump ourselves up and pump up this wild weekend that we're about to encounter?
MySpace. Yeah, how do people get a hold of you?
Ah.
Where can they find the Sons of a Gun?
We have myspace.com/sonsofthegun. That's S-O-N, not sun is in the sky, but sun is in your house or whatever you keep your kids. So, yeah, Sons of the Gun. We also have... Yeah, that's really the best place to get in touch with us right there. And no, I don't want to give myself one. Maybe later. So that's how we reached. We're not doing a lot of shows right now because we're focusing on writing and recording. Shows, believe it or not, are somewhat of a distraction, but, you know, you got to keep doing them regardless. But and they're fun, right?
That's right. And if they call in right now, 845-9676 or toll-free 800-585-4322, extension 9676. Get the CD, get the ticket package, and we'll give you his cell phone number if you call in.
Yeah, you got to get the ticket package. You got to get it. We want to see you down there because it really is supposed to be a beautiful weekend. It's going to be warm. Let's just finish off the summer here with a nice outdoor get together and see some awesome music and for a great cause. And we want to see you down there. So
that's right. And you guys are kicking off a great night of Detroit rock and roll.
Yeah, it's going to be sweet. We've played a lot of shows with all these the bands that we got set up with, just sort of like singing ourselves. How do we end up with these guys every time? Maybe they know we get along so well. I don't know.
Yeah, we share equipment a lot with Hotness and the Beggars, and we like what they do. But we seem to have, I don't know how many shows we play with these guys, but every time we'll show up at a festival, it's like, oh, we'll see them. They're just like, oh.
Yeah, we did the boat races in Port Huron, not this past year, but the year before, which was a complete and utter blast. It was so fun. Two nights in a row, they booked us up there, and we'll go back and do it again sometime. But we played there with Hotness.
If nobody's ever seen the Beggars, if anybody out there hasn't seen the Beggars, Steven, the singer, is he's a little eccentric, acrobatic maybe. He moves around.
How would he like us to describe him? I'll start out, and you guys finish. A cross between Randy the Macho Man Savage and
Elvis.
Yeah.
With the spirit of Slayer.
They're really good. Those guys
are. I don't know about that.
Okay. And as far as Hotness goes, I mean, you know, a true Hammond B3 that they play, and it's just raw, vintage rock and roll sound.
Just great players, too. Those guys are phenomenal.
Incredible musicians.
We could tell you stories all day, but here's another one that is just for your personal ears. This one we'll give you this song here, too, that we're just about to get ready to record in the next couple weeks here. So it's about as raw as it's going to get. This one's called Blue.
You've been listening to the Sons of the Gun right here at WHFR.FM. In fact, if you missed part of the show, you can always catch the podcast immediately following the show. Go to WHFR.FM. Click on the big button that says Motor Live Drive at 5, and you can download the podcast or any of the podcasts that we've had since last January. So, In fact, where are you guys playing this weekend?
Tomorrow night at the Cade.
And in fact...
9 o'clock tomorrow night.
And where is the Cade at?
It's at 1541 Rosa Parks Boulevard.
Thanks for the save.
Of course.
We gotta get there. We,
yeah. Yeah, it's right between, in fact, Rosa Parks is actually 12th Street,
yep.
isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And the Cade is between, say, Warren and I-94.
Mm-hmm. Yep, it's in the Woodbridge neighborhood. It's a beautiful part, historic part of the city. And
do they have refreshments there?
We will indeed.
Right.
Yep.
Excellent.
Mm-hmm. And
so
barbecue.
Bring cash.
Yep. Barbecue on Saturday. So, yeah, it should be a really great time. The 3-day pass is only $16. Tonight's lineup is just $5, and then $8 on Friday, $8 on Saturday.
And could you tell us who's playing tonight?
I can. Tonight is Bird Gang, 4-Hour Friends, and Friendly Foes.
And on Friday.
Friday is Sons of the Gun, who you've been listening to, of course. Hotness, Beggars, and Obelisk. So Saturday's got a big, long lineup. It's all day long. I'm basically starting at 2. It's going to be really fun, and it's for a really good cause. And
now, what does the money go for on this?
The money this year for Summer Smash is going into a grant fund for Detroit-era musicians. And we're hoping that this will be, you know, the seed money to start, like, a really nice grant program that we can keep going and keep fueling, because this area really has an enormous amount of talent. And the Contemporary Arts Institute of Detroit is really committed to the music scene in Detroit and helping it grow. And we thought this was a really great way to give back.
Okay, now this grant you're starting up. Like, I've always wanted to play spoons. Do you think I could get a grant for that?
I will not stop you from submitting an application.
do you have a distortion pedal?
Maybe.
Yeah, a distortion pedal, maybe we can talk.
I'll drive you down there, Mr. White. I'll drive you down.
Have the tickets been
No, we haven't.
Okay, because, you know, never mind the $5. I mean, for free, if you make a few phone calls up here. Make a phone call here, and you can win a couple of tickets for the whole weekend.
And chances are we're going to be down there tonight, too. So if you guys, anybody wants to meet Sons of the Gun, you got to be down there tonight. So come down and get your tickets if you don't get them free for us, and we'll be down there arm in arm drinking sodas under the sky.
And bring your Sharpie because we're signing autographs.
Sweet. Yeah.
Scooby snacks.
And if you want more information, just go to our MySpace page, myspace.com/summersmash.
Okay. Hey, you guns, we got 2 minutes left. What can you do in 2 minutes?
We're going to play you out with... another oldie but a goodie that we recorded with Mr. Jim Diamond of a Ghetto Recorders behind the old state theater, the Fillmore now. This is up on his site. If you haven't heard of him, check him out. I'm sure you have, but I think this is Jim's favorite. This one's called Coming Undone. Tail to fail to slip my arm back.